might be some wolves, but I don't know if the Mexican wolf gets over there. And the others are usually in the mountains, aren't they? Where it's colder.
Yeah.
Because of their heavy coats.
That's true, yeah.
And we don't have bears wandering on the plains. Buffalo used to roam the plains, and of course we see domestic cattle. That's all I can think of. Maybe some smaller ones. Probably have rats and other rodents.
Okay. Now, at night, when you turn on the light outside, you attract some insects. What kinds of insects do you attract?
Moths, if they're around. There are not many here with our trees for some reason. At night, mostly moths.
And what are some stinging insects?
Bees, and hornets, and wasps, ants. Well, ants are not insects.
Well, yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. I think they are.
There are some roaches that, they're not really roaches, but to people that don't know, they look like a strange large roach. But they have wings, and they're called palm. They live in these palms. We have a lot of palms up by the pool. What's the other name?
Palmetto bugs?
Palmetto bugs, yeah.
Are those the ones that click their wings?
No, I don't think so, but that does remind me of the crickets that do come in. Some of them, they jump rather than fly, but they click their wings.
I saw, because I always thought that the palmetto bugs were the big roaches that fly, but they're oblong, right?
Yeah, they're oblong, and they have, their wings are, they're a light brown color. I just had one in the bathroom last night. And that's 2 inches long, but it was crawling very slowly. I think we have a man come regularly to spray the grounds. And I guess I had left with Diana here and with letting the cat in and out. Must have come in when I wasn't looking. And I was able to put a jar on it and slip a card under that and take it out, dump it out there. But it was moving so slowly, I don't think it was going to live much longer.
Yeah.
But I long ago gave up stepping on them if I didn't have to.
They're too big.
Yeah.
Well, I saw some in Florida. Well, one, and it was out in the parking lot in the morning, and it clicked its wings, and it was the scariest thing I've ever seen, because roaches are there, and some of them fly, but I've never seen one click its wings.
This one was too drugged, I guess, poisoned to do it, but I didn't know they did that, but
I think it was a different kind of roach, but it was bizarre.
Have you ever heard the little, have you been to Puerto Rico?
Mm-mm.
Well, it probably lives somewhere else, but in Puerto Rico there's a tiny frog, not much bigger than the top of your thumb, and it sounds like a bird.
How neat.
And you find it in trees. It's a tree frog.
How neat.
Tiny little thing, and it sounds like a little bird. And I'm sure their name is, ends with a C.
I've never heard of that. How cute.
Yeah, but they are.
What do you call those frogs that come out only when it rains? Like they hibernate all year in the ground and then they come out when it rains and try to lay their eggs.
I just call them frogs. I don't know the proper name for them.
Okay. A frog that goes only on land is called what? Okay. How about those frogs that make a lot of noise in the ditches, in the drainage ditches?
I never have known that they were different ones.
Well, they're big, you know.
Bullfrog.
Yeah.
Bullfrog, okay, yeah. I do know about bullfrogs.
Yeah, I'm sure we have other frogs in the ditches, but the bullfrogs are the ones that I always hear at night.